Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Dakota Lone Star, and you are listening to Freedom Today. I am also known as the Cantankerous One. Wanted to go ahead and pass a couple of things along to you this morning, ways that you can follow me and or contact me. I am on Twitter at @DOC_OTA Lone Star. Also on Facebook is Dakota Lone Star. And today's program is really, I believe it's the most important topic facing individuals and the world today. And I've entitled today's program Personal Responsibility in the New World Order for several reasons, each of which I'll get into over the course of the next 2 hours, depending on callers and if anyone calls in. I have no problem ending my programs early because I just get everything in that I need to say or feel like I need to say. Anyway, the title of today's program, again, is Personal Responsibility in the New World Order. And I believe zero accountability will be a benchmark world order in terms of the minions of the New World Order, in terms of the zombie apocalypse that will wage in the last days. And so we're going to talk about that today on this episode of Freedom Today. I also, if you jump back or jump into the chat room, I listed some links, one of which is a link to my new newspaper, also aptly entitled Freedom Today. But I'm going to go ahead and get started here without further ado. Thank you for listening. And today's call number, and if you're on hold for a few minutes, that's not a problem. I will attempt to get to all the callers today. The guest call-in number is 929-477-4090. Blog Talk Radio has an excellent platform. You can call in and listen, or you can opt, I believe it's option one, to speak with the host. And you can also save that number, the 929-477-4090, because we will, Lord Jesus willing, ooh, did I just say that in the New America? We will be going live, hopefully every Monday from 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. So more pervasive and perhaps much more nefarious than 13 mega wealthy families supposedly pulling the strings. Everyone's heard about it. Even the Nazi children of America have heard about names like the Bilderbergs floated and the Rothschilds and others. Obviously, they are looking at 13 families, and interestingly enough, that supposedly these 13 said families are pulling the strings behind the curtain. They are the collective puppet master, if you will. And but I think there's something much more pervasive and perhaps much more nefarious and certainly troublesome and dangerous even than these 13 families. They don't have to pull the strings, folks. They don't have to pull. All they have to do is just sit back and watch zombies. Why don't they have to pull the strings? Because, number one, zombies are real. They've cut their teeth on Sesame Street, Nick Jr., Teen Nick, Hellcats, Pretty Little Liars, and now they can vote. Did you get that? That was a mouthful. Yes, they have attached them, sewn themselves, hewn themselves into the apron string, if you will, of Sesame Street, PBS, Nick Jr., Teen Nick, Hellcats, ABC Family, which is such a joke. It's been a joke for several years, and a horrible joke at that, because Satan is behind that. Ultimately, Pretty Little Liars, and now they can vote. All right, the zombies do exist. If the bull caca ever hits the fan, which is Spanish or Spanglish for bull crap, ever truly hits the fan, which it will, Now, the debatable portion of that is whether or not the church is going to be here for that or not. And we can get into that later on in the program. But I do want to talk about this a little bit. In fact, I do believe that our zombies pose an actual threat on a wide scale threat to freedom. For example, Sony Pictures, the interview, although Sony Pictures didn't necessarily intend, the writers didn't necessarily intend on 13, I'm sorry, on the interview, I'm going to get to 13 hours in a little bit, being a pendulum in the hand of a puppet master in number 44, I will say this. The interview became a veritable witch's pendulum. And if you don't believe me, why is it madly more popular than The Book Thief? Why is The Witch's Pendulum of the interview, a sub-sophomoric film at best, more popular than The Book Thief? Well, let me tell you, because it's not, it takes people that are awake, wide awake, to actually see the bigger picture and to see the fact that Nicola Baselli Nicola, an Egyptian-born Coptic Christian with a questionable past who created a film that actually Muslims and Islamic sympathizers consider blasphemous, they blamed it on a film, actual savagery rather, on a film, Benghazi, September 11th, 2012, an event in which four people were cut down by actual savagery. And it's interesting because one of the candidates for president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, actually said, at this point, what difference does it make? Well, it makes all the difference in the free world. It may not make any difference in your world, one of delusion. But if an Egyptian-born Coptic Christian can't make a film about something other than child pornography and actual savagery be blamed on a film, then we've a problem. Call numbers 929-477-4090 if you want to get in. It's not going to be written, quote-unquote, in the sky. It's not going to be heir apparent. This New World Order, they're just sitting back, you know, these people with money, just they're building these underground bunkers, if you will, and homesteading underground. It's a concrete form of homesteading. But you know what? If I were a billionaire, I'd be doing the same thing. I would be doing the exact same thing. Why? Because zombies exist. And let the Schmidt hit the fan and watch how quickly people will turn on one another. These people that, the Walking Dead, no pun intended, they don't have any basis in reality. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get to some scripture, holy scripture, in just a few minutes. God forbid I, as an individual, believe the King James Bible of 1611 to be the unadulterated word of God, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. You can call in, and actually, no, I don't want the show to be about that, but I, being Dakota Lone Star, and this being my show, can read from any version that I see fit. If you don't like it, tough. Create your own show, Eureka. See, that's another problem with the New World Order. There's nothing in the way of, they want to blame anyone and everything but themselves, collectively speaking, for problems the world over, verifiable, actual problems, dangers. Things like carjackings and the well over 90% of people that are gunned down in our inner cities. They want to sue the gun manufacturers. I mean, wow. You know, and the other day I tweeted, it was kind of interesting over there at doc_OTA Lone Star on Twitter, that I'm wondering if the statute of limitations has run dry in terms of today's litigious society, if you will, which is more dangerous perhaps than the Rothschilds or Bilderbergs. But interestingly enough, those people, they're just willing to blame anything and everything. And here's the funny part. They cry about, the Sandy Hooks, and yet every day, upwards of two dozen people are gunned down in urban America. So well over 95% of America's death by firearm, via firearms, the trigger men are urban people, urban peeps, if you will. Just go to the FBI website and check it out for yourself. I looked at it for over 3 hours one evening, and that's right, folks. Most crime occurs in cities with populations greater than 200K. That's right, folks. You heard it here first on Freedom Today. All right, so this, we can look at this. We can dive into examples. I've talked about it in previous programming. That a Dallas cowboy got into a vehicle. I'm sure it was probably a fairly expensive vehicle, not unlike Bernie Sanders' recent ride at to the tune of $180,000. But that's a topic for another day. In Texas, a Dallas cowboy climbed into a probably a rather posh vehicle of another driven by another cowboy who was inebriated to the point where he couldn't control his vehicle. They crashed. Driver lived, passenger died, and the state of Texas wanted to, evidently, someone within the state of Texas, because the state of Texas, generally speaking, gets things right, in my opinion. Thus, my name, Dakota Lone Star. But thank you very much. My moniker, I believe, is an enlightened moniker. God forbid I use that term. But I'm awake. I'm awake. And I'm a sinner. I need Jesus Christ not just for my salvation, but we're going to get to something in just a moment. I also need Jesus Christ and His Word for to straighten me out, not for to straighten me out, rather, but to straighten me out on a daily basis. I need to take up my cross daily. I need to be a better steward or manager of my time and my spiritual life, just not unlike anyone else for that matter. Give me a call at 929-477-4090 if you think it's okay to, if you believe it's okay to sue the manufacturers of firearms for the evil behind the trigger. Then please don't call me. Don't waste my time. If you believe it's okay to sue the driver of a car, wine and hard drink, the Bible speak to those things, and becoming mockers of men. And I enjoy a little bit of wine. Here's what's interesting, that the balance, there's a lack of balance today. Paul told Timothy, he said, take a little wine for thine oft infirmities and for thy stomach. And I agree with that. And it's so funny because we get so many extremes today, and those extremes on the Christian side, generally speaking, aren't dangerous. For if they were, a small percentage, at the very least, a small percentage of Christians in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, would be, if it were the case that global warming were the cause of jihadism, you want to buy that? You've got bigger problems than we thought. And the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs and all of them. I'm not saying they're good people, but they're probably laughing at of you that believe that global climate change is the cause of jihadism. For if that were the case, wouldn't there be a small percentage of Christians in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia rising up and committing actual acts of savagery? Wouldn't there be? Oh, okay. Anyway, I don't want to go there. That might be a hot button kind of thing. Anyway, so The Book Thief, go see it if you can. Rent it, buy it. I would say buy it. I would say show it to your children. Why? Because I believe that freedom matters, and I believe that I don't have to. Here's the cool thing about God, the biblical God, in my opinion. He created one tree, and people call it a forbidden tree. I mean, God commanded, or not commanded even, really, just said that if you eat of it, right, we can get into that, you know, or touch it, thou shalt surely die. And physically people die now. But anyway, so I want to touch on one other thing quickly. Thank you, God, for giving me the ability to write. Elohim gave me the ability to write. What difference does it make? Hillary Rodham Clinton, well, it makes all the difference in the world to four individual families. See, you guys are sick, too. You have this, like, spiritual resonance that doesn't resonate with the same resonance that resonates in heaven, or of God, of the living God. Because, look, what difference does it make? Ask any one of the four people that died or that were brutally cut down because of a movie, supposedly, or a video, or rather a poorly made video, but still his right, within his right, because I don't remember Nikula Basile Nikula holding a firearm to anyone's head and telling them that they had to view the innocence of Muslims. All right, look, here's what difference it makes. Hillary Rodham Clinton, the first, supposedly the first person to run for president with female genitalia, but anyway, that's an argument for another day as well. Seeing that Carly Fiorina was running on the flip side of the coin. But what difference does it make? Ask the mother that probably still breaks down crying uncontrollably over the loss of her loved one as she hangs ornaments on a Christmas tree. And that's another topic we can talk about one day, you know, the Christmas tree and it being a pagan symbol. But anyway, I'm not going to kick a dead horse today, but I will kick dead people. I see dead people. Why do I see dead people? Because what difference does it make at the loss of one soul? God is but that all are important as well. But imagine for a moment, you know, the difference between sympathizing and empathy, if you will. I can't put myself. I've two children that are still alive, two boys, and I haven't lost either of them, thank God. But it's interesting because I can't put myself in the shoes of any of the parents that, or siblings, or friends, fond friends of those that died, or that were murdered at Benghazi on September 11th, 2012. Anyway, I think I've covered that. You know, so it still makes all the difference in the supposed free world, which really doesn't exist any longer. Are you awake? Are you awake? It doesn't, the free world no longer exists. And I'll tell you why I believe it doesn't exist any longer is because even though I can do this program or speak this, these things, Nikula Basile Nikula was placed under house arrest for creating a video using an alias. Okay, so the champions of freedom of speech, quote unquote, and I use that term loosely, are okay with that, and they will back up their beloved divider in chief, body odor, stench is resonates to a deafening tone. For a video. That's right, folks. Nikula Basile Nikula. Look him up. Look up Dinesh D'Souza. Even if you don't agree with these people, for the love of God, or the love of Pete, I'm sorry, they're right. And that's why I love God. He hasn't forced me. You see, if the Democratic, progressive Democrats were in control, are you awake yet? They would create a garden without a tree. They would create clones where everything goes. And you just love that God undeniably and unquestionably. And you'd just be a clone, really, because everyone would be talking about the same thing. Not unlike your water cooler speak at within your corporate divisions. Here's what's interesting, because the water cooler peeps, their talk is much worse than the word schlong, if you will. Yeah, that's right. I've worked in corporate America, and you guys want to pretend. And then I watched a 300-pound-plus, I don't want to exaggerate, all that much, 4'9" guy that thought he was the poppy of the world wear a Barack Obama t-shirt in 2008. But let a white person try that. Are you awake yet? Let a white person try that. He would have been in the HR manager's office. He or she would have been, if they would have wore a Romney t-shirt, not that, are you awake yet? You know, the establishment is a joke too, because they've proven that they can fight back, but they didn't do it during Mitt Romney. You know, I voted for him, but it's interesting now. You know, I just don't want to spend all my time on conspiracy theories, but it's obvious that Mitt Romney has used more energy and time and money, perhaps, in his wallet, extra money that he found, perhaps, going after Donald Trump. And, you know, we're not looking for a savior in Donald Trump. I voted Cruz. My savior one day will come back, and on his vestige and on his thigh will be written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Whether you want to believe that or not is up to you. Whether you listen to this program is up to you. All right. So here's the thing. If blaming actual savagery on a video wasn't enough to jolt you awake, you are the problem. You are spiritually the offspring of Hitler. Yes, Hitler has many children. Well, come now, Dakota. Aren't you being entirely just a smidgen unfair, Dakota? I think that Hitler has many children. No, but Jesus said that the devil has many children. And yeah, that's right. The progressive socialist that Jesus wasn't and isn't, because interestingly enough, all the apostles were made it very clear that they passed on things as if from the mouth of Jesus himself. Things like when Peter withstood. Ananias to his face and said, was it not in your power? Was it not under your control before you sold it? And was it not within your power or under your control after you sold the land? So why are you lying? And it's interesting, because the more I study Paul and Peter, and they talk about, you know, working hard with their hands so as to not eat any man's bread. Oh, I see. So Jesus wasn't a progressive socialist after all, Bernie Burnites. Anyway, are you awake yet? Anyway, okay, so I've covered that. I've covered pretty much everything. So I'm going to jump into 2 Timothy chapter 3. I think I have pretty much covered everything from my notes. Yeah, I have, for the most part. All right, so let's listen to God. The living God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. We could easily move on to other verses, but I will, for the sake of time, cover Second Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, and then I will give you the call-in number, and if no one calls in at that point, Dakota's going to call it a day at that point. All right. This also know, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent. That's an interesting term that we can study another day. Fierce. Pretty fierce, right? Despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, and that's the verse we're going to talk about for a couple minutes, from such turn away. Having a form of godliness but deny the power thereof, from such turn away. Verse 5, for this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord Jesus Christ, which came by mercy and truth. The gospel came by mercy and truth. All right, so let's talk about verse number 5 for a second, and then I'm going to give you the call-in number, and if give people like a minute or so to call in, and if not, I'm going to say adios, amigo, collectively speaking, for the day. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, the power of the Holy Ghost to keep us in Christ Jesus. and we are called to be saints. Excuse me. Having a form of godliness today, they, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That's interesting. So look, when I read verse 1, this also know that in the last days perilous times shall come. I saw a man walking around and having to sidestep countless numbers of landmines, so to speak, spiritually. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Verse 2 goes on to say, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, gosh, and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors. Wow. Traitors. That's not happening today in America. Are you awake yet? Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Lovers of their own selves. Okay, the selfie stick. But how many of the hardcore 99%ers would go after the founders of the health of the selfie stick? I almost said the healthy stick. Okay, that was obviously not the right thing to say. Okay, so catch me online at 40and28forever.com. That's 40and28forever.com. Give me a call. I'm going to give you a minute to call in. 1 minute, give or take a few seconds, 929-477-4090. Make sure to check me out online at 40and28forever.com. And there's a couple of riddles in there for you. Give it away. South Dakota and Texas, baby. 40and28forever.com. Okay, there are other states, certainly other peeps that are worthy and wide awake. Give me a call at 929-477-4090. Oh, check it out. We do have our first caller, I believe. Been on hold for about 8 seconds. Hello, caller.
Hey, Todd, what's up?
Caller, can you hear me? Hey, Ruben, how's it going, sir?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, pretty good. I'm getting some echo, so hang on 1 second here. I think I got multiple windows open, which is causing the issue. Let me get out of here.
Oh, let me close one of my windows as well.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. No, is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better. Crystal clear now.
Good. I'm just going to turn you down just a little bit because my phone was too loud. But hey, thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for, I guess, waiting for me to kind of bloviate, so to speak.
yeah.
But did you have anything that you wanted? Now, I don't want to go too far into this, and you don't have to say yes or no, but you're calling from the great state of Ohio, is that correct?
That is
correct. Okay. All right, sir.
Yep.
Well, go ahead with your thoughts, and thank you so much for calling. You're actually my first caller since I started the program, which is really cool. Even if we disagree or we agree more than we disagree, that I feel like that's what America should be doing. Like, I'm a firm believer, just really quick here before, like this Supreme Court being divided and everyone freaking out and wetting themselves over the Supreme Court being, God forbid, divided. I think that's a good thing, and we don't have to talk about that if you don't want to, but I think a 4-4 split could be one of the most healthy things for America, because God forbid we have to persuade someone and go through a little name calling written in chalk today for things not to
right,
be considered
right.
dangerous that actually aren't dangerous, right? But go ahead, I'm sorry. Did you
have
some thoughts about the subject matter, or?
No, it's fine. Not really. I mean, my thoughts are just kind of distributed amongst a lot of things right now. There definitely seems to be, I don't know if I want to call it an awakening,
mm-hmm.
just among society, a lot of people online who are, totally looking at things in a totally new light. And
mm-hmm.
one thing, I've been pondering is how little choice that we actually do have in shaping what our children learn in the federal schooling system.
Yes.
And, whether,
I'm sorry,
want
I didn't
to...
mean to interrupt.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes.
Basically, and what it really all stems from, all these problems in my eyes, is just dogmatic views of anything and everything, whether it is science or any kind of religion. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of confused why this basically scientism is forced onto our children without any kind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I wanted to add to that really quick, if you don't mind. When you look at the state of affairs in terms of the world, the entire world, right, the international quote-unquote community, basically I think what's happening is we're looking into a mirror, right? So when you look at anything that's happening, for instance, the guy that created I rated this program G today, and I should have rated it at least PG-13, because I'm going to use a term right now that's in some circles considered swearing, I guess. But the Piss Christ. Have you ever heard of the Piss Christ?
No, I have not.
You haven't? Okay, if you Google it, the Piss Christ is a quote-unquote a work of art created by, I want to believe the guy is from, or the artist is from South America somewhere.
Oh, look at that.
It
was my first
research
that popped up.
Really? Yeah. I think he's from South America. I want to say like Argentina or somewhere. And what he did was he created, he submerged a crucifix in urine and called it art. Interestingly enough, I get so excited over this and really upset. I become not necessarily enraged, because if you use that phrase or that term or that verbiage today, you're like considered a right wing extremist. And I really don't want to like help the violent, virulent left out too much by using words. but at any
right.
rate, here's what's interesting. The United States of America, in the form of, there's an arts organization, and I'm brain farting right now, and you probably have it pulled up. I don't have it pulled up right now, but they gave the man, and I'll use that term loosely too, but they gave the creator of Piss Christ somewhere upwards of $20,000. The National
Oh, wow.
Endowment for the Arts, or something. And I thought that, you know, it's interesting because when you go back and you look at the Constitution, you know, Congress shall make no law. But then on the flip side of that coin, if I'm correct, you're not supposed to show anyone any favors either. And I want more atheists to listen to my program because I really believe, you know, if you're out there and you're listening or you've listened to any of my past programs, I want more atheists to listen because I love atheists more than I love progressive socialists. And I know that sounds bad, but I'm not God, and I'm glad I'm not, because if there's a God, and frankly, this individual believes in God, God forbid, in the new America, right? But we can talk about that another day. But it's interesting because the National Endowment for the Arts, and I can't remember what they're called, similar to that, they paid this guy upwards of $20,000. Now, if that's not a stamp of approval, and then the innocence of Muslims,
yeah.
Right? And then Nikula Baseli Nikula, who I've done several programs on in the past, an Egyptian-born Coptic Christian, doesn't have a right to come over here and make a movie. He didn't hold a firearm to anyone's head saying, you have to see my video online, my poorly written, poorly made video. But he still had a right to make it, for God's sake. You know, and I don't know if it was Reagan, but someone can be quoted as having said that America's kind of basically, in essence, America's the last stop in terms of freedom. And I think that's true, right, to a certain extent.
It's like pretty much you have freedom of speech until you go against the norm
look
at it. You know what I mean?
This guy ended up under house arrest. Did you know that? Nikula Baseli Nikula, he went to jail for using an alias to create a video. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Insane.
Like, in the United States of America, a guy creates a video. Now, here's where I think people should not only go to jail, but possibly be quartered and drawn. And that's the Dakota Lone Star part of me. in terms of, like, child pornography, if there's enough evidence... And it's very clear cut evidence. Then I believe those people should be in a 5x7 cell called a coffin. You know. Anyway, I know that sounds, but in terms of child pornography. But anything else?
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to that,
I'm
mean,
a screenwriter. I'm making a documentary. I'm not forcing anyone to go watch my documentary in 6 to 9 months, hopefully. Who needs Congress any longer when we have, you know, and here's what's interesting. It ended up becoming, Ruben, a pendulum, whatever, in the hand of America's first rock star, half white rock star. And then he ended up pushing Sony. If you remember the picture with the interview, the movie The Interview, which is totally sub-sophomoric and a total pain in the ass, and just stupid.
Oh,
he
I didn't even bother
whatever.
Watching that, brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't even bother watching that flick because I know propaganda when I see it from a mile away.
Thank you. It's almost like The Interview is created by our shadow government to, like, take the public's eye off of Nikula Baseli Nikula. Dinesh D'Souza, an Indian documentarian who was paraded in front of three psychologists now until they could find a psychiatrist to say he was crazy. Did you know that? Dinesh D'Souza.
I had no idea
about
that.
The government. Oh, my God. Yeah, go back and listen to this program later and just write, you know, make your notes or whatever. But Dinesh D'Souza, of Indian descent. Much darker than you or I. I mean, you look kind of Greek or Italian or something, but I'm quite white.
I got a mixture.
And I'm okay with that.
Absolutely.
The interesting thing is if we did come from eight, my skin color could very easily be due to, not sticking around the equator. You know what I'm saying? Like, or my peeps, so to speak, not sticking around the equator. But Dinesh D'Souza,
I mean,
actually,
doesn't that, are you discriminating against what kind of ape? Are you discriminating against what kind of ape that you evolved from?
Exactly. That's right. That's funny. That's a great analogy. And today it was funny. My favorite taco
bacteria?
Host. Oh my God. You could take it even further. You could, what do we call that? It's micro, now you're getting into microaggressions. Like right in shock.
Right.
But, oh my goodness. If you get a chance, there's a guy by the name of...
According to evolution, you know, it's like, if you've ever checked out Jarenism on YouTube, oh my gosh, he's hysterical, but... he's just pointing out, you know, common sense facts.
What is the name of I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Darwinism? Oh, instead of Darwinism?
Oh, it's on YouTube.
It's like a play on words or whatever. Okay.
I think so. Yeah,
how do you spell that, by the way?
You know,
there's a lot of.
It's Jeran. ISM.
Okay, thank you
basically
for spelling
what
that.
He does.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, no problem. Basically, what he does in one of his shows, he points out that metaphorically speaking, he shows a big stack of wood. You know, just a big pile of wood, and he's like, so according to evolution, ultimately, I should be able to throw a hammer at this mm-hmm. pile of wood for mm-hmm. like a billion years, and eventually it will turn into a house.
Mm. That's crazy. I'm going to have to check that out. That's awesome. What?
Yeah.
That's
he's
awesome.
The good thing about him
is that he
stays away from the dog.
Yeah. If you get a chance, try to listen to, there's a guy out of DC, WMAL, by the name of Chris Plant. And I don't worship him, but in terms of being a bright, funny, brilliant broadcaster, I think that Chris Plant is like the cream of the crop, right? But interestingly enough, this morning, and I told him that I think he should run for president. I met him a few weeks back, about a month ago. And he said to me, he said, Todd,
presidents are selected, not elected.
Yeah, you know what's wild? You know what he said to me? He goes like this. He goes, I'd be signing my own death warrant. And then he laughed. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Anyway, to make a long story short, so Dinesh D'Souza, a judge deemed him dangerous to society. And he's the one that created – a couple of documentaries about Obama or whatever, right? My documentary is not about Obama. My documentary is about the zombie apocalypse that we're just one turd away from hitting the fan, in my opinion, from it unleashing all hell none of them know how to fish. You know, like they're afraid to hurt the fish's mouth with a hook.
One of my best games ever is I would rather teach you how to fish than keep catching them for you.
Exactly. And so they paraded Dinesh D'Souza in front of three psychologists. The first two gave him a clean bill of health, or psychiatrists, whatever. And but eventually you're going to be able to pay off some crony hack, to say, oh, yeah, this guy's a danger to society. What? And who gets to decide who's a danger to society? Now, obviously, I believe that progressive Democrats, and I know this is kind of broad stroking, and I try to stay away from broad painting and, you know, like that. But not when it comes to progressive Democrats, because at that point you're really a communist soul. And it just doesn't work, and it's not biblical, because I've studied it pretty intensely the last couple of weeks. And it's not biblical whatsoever. But now that's not to say we're not supposed to help poor people. You know, poor people absolutely unequivocally we're supposed to do what we can. But here's the interesting thing. If you were the president, Ruben, and you taxed me at 90%, and I ended up being I was so wealthy that you were taking 90% of my income. My thing is, like, I like to help people. My wife and I, we've adopted 3 kids, but we sponsor them monthly. So it's not an adoption. It wasn't an adoption process. One's in Africa, one's in Haiti, and the other one's in India. And so we pay like $30 a month so that these kids can go to school and eat.
That's great.
But the thing is like, we've been painted into this corner as conservatives, and it's all a bunch of BS. I work 70 plus hours a week during my day job. And then on the side, I'm creating 2 businesses. So I'm pulling 90 and 100 hour weeks since 2009 because I want a better life. And I've found myself kind of getting caught up lately in this. I've been watching so many videos on YouTube about the New World Order recently and about reptilians and stuff. And I saw an exorcism in Florida.
Yeah.
I actually saw an exorcism about 3 years ago. No, 4 years ago in Florida. And it was freaky, man. This woman's eyes were changing colors and she was flipping around.
Yeah,
and
David
Icke
is really big on the reptilian thing. I'm not sure if you ever heard of him, David Icke. I actually strongly recommend for study of occultism, if you really want to know more what's happening behind the scenes and how a big amount of wordplay is involved, is Jordan Maxwell. And I've been following him for quite some time. He's been looking into occultism and the Illuminati since the 60s. You know,
wouldn't you agree with me that, like, I think, you know, like, when you look at, I'm not going to say there aren't puppet masters. I'm not going to say that. But I think that it's, in my opinion, we're called to examine our faith individually. And I don't do that as often as I should. I'm not going to lie. But the thing is, I'm not going to sit here and lie and pretend I'm something I'm not, because I am a sinner saved by grace, but I'm not proud of it either when I sit down and think about it, you know? I don't think it's something that we should boast or gloat over, you know, like, because
absolutely
then there can
not
be a false sense of piety, right? So, but I think we really are, you know, you look at the fact that, like, Trump is running. Whether you like him or not, and you look at how people are reacting at his, and we could go into it all day about whether or not these are paid demonstrators or whatever, but just the fact that someone would punch someone over a political candidate tells me that there's, like, the society is kind of, I mean, I hate to say this, and I don't want to speak things that I perhaps shouldn't be speaking, and I need to pray about that more often too. But thankfully, I have a wife that prays for me there, because she's better than I am when it comes to not being a cowboy. And she should be, because she's a lady. But God forbid I say that. Oh yeah, Chris, I wanted to share this with you, Ruben. Chris Plant said today, he was talking about, evidently there's a statue in the United States of Hercules somewhere up in upstate New York or somewhere. And he talked about it on his show this morning, and that they kept breaking the genitalia. Kids, you know, like miscreants or whatever you want to call them. just having fun, you know, stuff that I used to, you know, do when I was a kid. They keep breaking the penis off of Hercules. So now the city council's gotten together. You got to listen to Chris Plant, WMAL. I mean, like, this is a plug for Chris Plant. I'm not paid to say this, but I love the guy. But he was talking this morning about how now the city council or town council, whatever, has gotten together and said that they're going to have to bring a removable appendage and just put it on Hercules when they hold events. And I started thinking to myself, you know, which bathroom is Hercules going to choose now? You know, like, with all the uproar in North Carolina and everything. You know, and so I'm thinking, okay, so if Hercules could use a bathroom, this statue, Which bathroom would Hercules choose at this point now that he has to work? He's been limited to a strap on, pardon the crudity, for, you know, like for a couple of meetings a year or whatever in the park, to, you know, the International Bird Watchers Convention or whatever, which is perfectly fine. I love, here's the other thing. Liberals think that conservatives are, they're just up in arms. They think we're not green. And so I started saying things like, during the Super Bowl, there was a commercial where the United Nations, we should talk about this for a second. The United Nations.
Oh, gosh. We're getting into a whole different ballpark here with the UN.
Right. It's interesting because during the Super Bowl, they ran a commercial with a man brushing his teeth in front of a mirror, and the water was on full blast or whatever, right, his faucet. And I was like, I told my wife, and my wife's like, if she weren't a strong Christian, she would have been like, you're such an asshole, you know. But I ended up saying, man, I thought I was doing something wrong by turning my water off when I brushed my teeth and being a conservative at the same time, and being okay with capitalism to a certain degree. And she was like, she gave me this look like, Todd, can you just let it go? Like, don't talk about politics all the time. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'm Dakota Lone Star, baby. I'm like, you're married to a cowboy. And so that's just a joke, because I love people. But you know, anyway, to make a long story short, where was it? Oh, the UN. It's interesting because I've shared this, and if you can go back and listen to some of my last programs, the UN, they couldn't even manage their own bowel movement. Like John Jaweed, if you remember back in the day in Darfur, in Africa, John Jaweed was a group of jihadists riding around on horseback and dismembering people and raping and pillaging and burning grass huts. And they displaced over 500,000 people, John Jaweed. Okay. And I think it's a fitting name, John Weed, you know, whatever. And a matter of fact, I'm so not sexist that we could get rid of John Weed. And it's so funny because,
well, that's the only way it can be trendy nowadays.
God, you know, I know, right? Yeah.
You know,
right.
there is no
that's
sex. Right. There is no, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of genitalia that you're born with. It's whatever you feel in your mind.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine with that, but they would go broke so fast. My website is 40and28forever.com, and it's interesting because, and to each his own. But here's what I think, Ruben. I think that I think with to each his own, and the whole point of this program today is take a little bit of responsibility for yourself, like and for your peeps, so to speak. If you want to create a scouting organization that allows for gay scoutmasters or homosexual or lesbian scoutmasters, go for it. But because you have a pretty big following in all the Ellen DeGeneres fans, and again, to each his own. So they want to cry and like compare their plight to like the plight of African Americans, which is just laughable. You know, the homosexual plight, and to each his own again. But start your own churches. You know, when I see an article about a church led by a transgender pastor or whatever, it doesn't freak me out anymore. The Bible says for the love of many will grow cold or whatever in the last days and stuff. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, Eureka! You know, like you just created a new vacuum cleaner or something. Like, why don't you like go ahead and create your own churches, create your own society, create your own bakeries. Don't give me this BS that they could have. I mean, Christians should get together and sue the hell out of the local government on behalf of that baker that got sued, those bakers. Because if they wouldn't go to a Muslim bakery and hold Muslims accountable to the same standard that they're holding those Christian bakers, that's pretty effed up. Pardon my French, but that's pretty screwed up. Like, if you're not willing to hold someone, and you can't walk into a decent sized town. You can walk around the corner and find a bakery that would gleefully, no pun intended, gleefully bake your cake. you know, bake me a cake. You know, like, you just have to walk around the corner. You can't throw a stone and not hit a Ellen fan, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, so don't.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of like, you know, where all this dogmatic, you know, stigma roots from. It's because, in my eyes, you know, it's a hell of a lot easier to just blame one whole group of people these days rather than to seek out, you know, the actual individuals committing the crime. You know, what's more, and, you know,
that's a good point.
I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things. There's just so many crazy things happening.
No, you're right.
You know, right now, between the possibility of the stock market crashing. You know, I've been looking up on that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people coming out and saying, you know, if you got that going on. You got this, you know, Planet X Nibiru thing going on. You got so many crazy different things going on. And you know, here's what kind of freaks me out is that I will talk to so many people who will almost immediately agree that, oh yeah, there's definitely a lot of corruption going on in our government, and 9/11 probably was, you know, a staged attack, and Monsanto pretty much has copyrighted food. And but it's almost like there's a certain line that you can, you know, as soon as you cross this line, then you're labeled as a conspiracy theorist, and then all, you know, anything you say is immediately discredited. When, so it's like, as soon, okay, so yeah, it's like you're saying that obviously there's a lot of corruption in government, and then as soon as somebody actually points a finger, they get upset.
Yeah, you know, and here's the interesting thing too. If you flip that coin over, there's a line that the I think that you were alluding to, and I'll use the term brilliantly, not to sound like it's what you said is worthy of being worshipped or anything I say that's worthy of being worshipped, but it's interesting because, like you said, it's easier to castigate than it is to, it's much easier, right, than to, and the Bible talks about that too, heaping unto themselves teachers having itching ears. So they're just going to, all they want to hear is what's comfortable. And so as individuals, and I think you're right. I mean, the SHTF acronym, which I know you know what that means, or I'm pretty sure you do, but the fact that, you know, if they went into like urban areas right now and shook out the urban sheets, so to speak, for illegal fruit in terms of firearms, what would that create? Would it create the police state, you know, versus the people on the streets and the tear gas and the looting and the transparent, you know, forgery in one sense. I think you're right. I think, and I'm glad you brought that up, and maybe you weren't kind of going in that direction, but I think you were, that it's easier to blame everyone else than it is to blame any given segment, and not even blame per se any given segment. What problem does my family have? Like, my mom I dated Spanish girls for like 20 years before I married or got married or whatever. I've been involved with Spanish ladies my entire life, pretty much after high school. Why? Because I find them attractive, whatever. Right. So, but my mom said to me, why are you racist against white girls? And I'm like, I'm not racist against white girls. And I think there are pretty white girls. Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears are both beautiful. I mean, beautiful girls, you know? But I just happen to be raised in South Dakota where pretty much everyone's white. And the first time I saw a beautiful woman that from a different area of the world in terms of her bloodline or whatever. I told my, you're going to get a kick out of this one. I told my mom, go ask my sister, your daughter, that question, because that's not really a conversation you should have with your son. You know, and I'm like, I'm not racist, and I'm not against white people. But it's so interesting how white people get painted into a corner, man. Like, we're the scapegoat. Like, white men, although you're younger than I am, I think I'm sure you're younger than I am, but that doesn't mean you don't have three times as much knowledge rolling around in your head. But
I definitely got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, white men are the scapegoat. Wouldn't you agree?
The problem is people lacking the motivation to educate themselves beyond the federal curriculum. And you know, basically this is what makes me sick is, you know, these redneck, they call themselves Christians just because of the fact that, you know, they may have been born into a Christian family, but okay, that's obviously that doesn't
right by virtue of birth. I got you. I'm with you.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And you know, so it's like these same extreme. They're not even really extreme. They're just really stupid, to be blatantly honest with you. You know, they'll go and watch, you know, whatever media outlet best suits their current interests. And they'll just be like, yeah, you know what? I think we should just go over there and just bomb all brown people. That's the solution. It's just bomb your entire country. So imagine, you know, flip that coin over now. And so imagine, you know, there's maybe.
Oh, just, yeah, they're know, absolutely. One. I call. You know, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But you look at like Dylann Roof.
Oh, that's right.
Right? I think that's an okay example, like recent example. I've called him a devil from day one. You know, that he was demon possessed and went in and killed human beings that didn't look like him. And I'm not sure that's a perfect example of what you're alluding to, but I'll say this much. I don't think it's the norm, you know, in terms of white people. And I know you don't either. But I think here's what's interesting. Like you said, the federal education, which the
curriculum
obviously is the curriculum, that's right. Thank you. Here's another thing that's interesting. Today with Common Core, I don't even have to go and look at a textbook to know that they're probably teaching that all white people descended from the people that happened to live through the first winter at Plymouth Rock, right? So and that's pretty scary. That's sad. Like how's that not bigoted? You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact that carpet bombing and today I want to share something with you. And you're amazing. I hope we can talk again in the future on the program even, but or put together some programs together perhaps. But I wanted to share this with you. I think where was I going with that? Shoot. What was I talking about? The curriculum.
So-called extreme Christians, you know, or just rather uneducated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And people will paint. Yeah. And it's interesting because people,
you know,
when they're taught, when you're told something enough, I was in Taekwondo as a young guy for like just under a year, got pretty good at it. But I didn't know on the street if I ever had to defend myself, what would happen. Like just because you do 94,000 side kicks and 400 million front kicks and 300,000 of those and these, you know, you don't know on the street. Well, I had a secondary black belt that liked physically hurt people, and he tried to kick me in the chest, but I saw it coming and I grabbed his foot, grabbed him behind the knee, pushed him down on his back and punched him in his sternum. And it was just like, it took over. Like, and he was like, I was just kidding. I was like, no. I was like, I know you, Rich. His name is Rich. Everybody called him Richie, and he liked to hurt people. And he was the youngest secondary black belt in the country at the time in Taekwondo. And and he just liked to hurt people, you know. Like, he thought it was funny to cause bruising or whatever, you know. And but anyway, I don't want to get off point. My bad is I lost track of my thought process there for a moment, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what? Bruce Lee said something once. Said Bruce Lee said this, that I do not fear, it goes something like, I do not fear a man who knows a thousand different kicks, but rather a man who knows the same kick. Who practiced the same kick a thousand different times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's weird, like, how it takes over, like, unconsciously or subconsciously. And like, you spoke to curriculum and, you know, this Common Core crap, man. And I'll tell you what, they're going to need Common Core math to speak to what you were talking about earlier and just deciding, you know, where you fit in. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, there have been stories online about guys that say there was a guy that was interviewed, I don't know, by a couple of the big larger networks that wears a tutu and claims that he's like a six-year-old girl or something, right? And he was adopted.
Oh, I did see that.
Quote unquote. Right?
Ain't that
so
sick?
So
doesn't that just make you sick? I mean, this guy has a family of his own. And I mean, it's just like,
yep.
What? Like,
yeah.
Where's the line anymore? Is there a line that
and you know what's crazy is,
haven't crossed?
No, that's right. And here's the wild thing, though, is, like, to each his own again, like, as long as he's not, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of parents, like soccer moms today, that would let their kids play with whatever this guy is dealing with, you know what I'm saying? I personally
right.
wouldn't let a guy like that within a mile of my children. Like, you know, I'm just speaking parameters
yeah.
that aren't possible even. But now that doesn't mean – now, don't get me wrong. I think there needs to be a balance between mercy and truth. And I just came up with a pretty good analogy, I think. I've always – the people bother me. The parents that bother me are the ones that will take a – they'll see a dog a block away and then they'll pick up their child and they'll be like, oh, did that doggy hurt you? You know, like, well, of course then the kid's going to cry the rest of his life. Anytime he sees a Pomeranian that just winks at him wrong. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of parenting isn't healthy either. And I do believe in to each his own, but I also believe that those people that are creating all these different sexual categories on college campuses now or classifications, then they're going to have to come up with a lot of tax revenue to build all those bathrooms, depending on whether, right? If they go into a warring, if they ever war over, like, okay, the 70-year-old six-year-old girls can't be with the 90-year-old, the boys born with one testicle, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they ever decide, if they ever draw a line, like you just spoke to, it's going to cost a seat. So we're going to run out of money. I mean, we can't, at my website, 40 and 28 forever. And I got to jump over there because one of my websites was hacked. And we're going to have to talk about
oh,
that
wow.
one day. I made a Christian site, God forbid, in America, espousing individual views, God forbid, in America, the new America, and it was torn down, and they put up one page about Islam, and it was sticky to a Facebook page that had over 500,000 likes for Islam, and someone tore down my website, and I'm thinking, great, welcome to the new America, you know, like, and if you,
yeah,
see, that's what,
and if
who's in charge right now?
Yeah, I mean, if we're
yeah,
going to use our tax dollars, basically create these in between. I don't know if you remember the old SNL skit with Pat. Do you remember that?
Okay.
Where Pat was basically I don't know if you've ever come across those people. I mean, I'm sure it's completely
yes, I think
natural,
I do know what you're talking about now. Did
you?
You
cannot
yeah,
tell
I think I do remember.
If they're a man or a woman, because it will probably typically it will just be like you know, a slightly overweight individual who, you know, you can't tell if their breasts are just
perfect
formed
example
from, you know, the
yep.
fat, you know, the fat
yep.
on their body, BMI, and they might
yeah,
have just
yeah,
like
gotcha.
A little bit of facial hair and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
you can't decide whether
well,
it's a grandma
know,
beard or it's the beginning of Hitler's Hitler's upper lip or whatever. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you know, and you'll leave the shop or whatever, and they'll be like, "Well, have a nice day," and you'll go like, "Well, you too," and then all of a sudden you'll pause and be like, "You're not sure whether to say ma'am or sir."
Right. That's right.
But anyway.
Yeah. No. I got you.
If we create, I mean, because there's so many better things that tax dollars obviously can be used for.
Right.
You know,
than actually paying for the sex changes or whatever. Which I think to each his own. But as long as you're willing to pay for it, to each his own. You know, and we'll let God sort it out. You've ever, you know, that old Marine adage or whatever, like it's not our job to judge him. It's our job to arrange the meeting, which I think is pretty sub sophomoric in terms of a manly man statement, right? Or
right.
Credo to just kill people indiscriminately. Now here's what I do think. I am pro military. And I am pro-border because I do believe that there are plenty of you know, like Spanish people that have less money to spend than Spanish Americans and Americans of African descent that are going to have less money to spend if we just let anyone and everyone in at any given moment, right? You have to be kind of smart unless you believe in Santa Claus that Santa Claus is going to start coming more often now. Than once a year.
Well, you know what?
But,
I think NASA is kind of like Santa Claus for adults, personally.
Me too. You know what? I think that, you know, you're right. I think NASA is like, and I said NASA or NASA or whatever, but NASA is a joke. I don't think we should be spending money on like, and what the hell are we doing shooting rockets at the moon for? Right? What's up with that?
I thought we already went there. I thought we already.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought.
Why are we shooting? Did you see that a few years back, like four years ago? They were NASA was jumping up and down from a room that where they had cameras, or a camera laden, computer driven edifice, if you will, and they were jumping up and down about their excitement of like. Shooting missiles on the moon
and
trying to find water on the moon. Oh my God. Like that's almost as bad as CERN scientists, like dancing with Hindu gods and like thinking that like, now again, to each his own, but even scientists at CERN said, well, we really don't know what's going to happen with this. And we don't know, you know, creating antimatter and like, we're not sure, but yet we're going to have fun and dance along with Shrek and his wife and hope that it doesn't create something that rips the earth in half, you know, or whatever. And
all it takes is some common sense because, you know, you look at CERN and you're like, oh, my God, like, what is this? You know, and it's like, that's real technology. That's like a real, it's a real Stargate. That's what people are not realizing.
Exactly.
This thing is a portal. Okay, this thing is
exactly.
a portal. And then they look at, you know, then they look at, what is it? The stupid thing they sent on, supposedly sent on Mars, the rover. They look at that thing and it looks like something that a homeless tweaker put together. And they're like, yeah, see what? This is what your tax dollars are going towards, buddy.
Exactly.
You go
ahead and
believe this You go ahead and believe this fairy tale, and we'll go on to discover the God particle and open portals. Which, by the way, you don't.
That's right. Rather than spending the money on hydroponics, God forbid, or something about if you're really worried about feeding the children in Africa. See, that's why people are so full of bullshit. Like, they're okay with this. And I tweeted about that one day. I said, oh, I wonder how CERN squares with being green. And we're going to get along just fine, Ruben. Except it's kind of cool. By the way, you don't have to tell me exactly, but how old are you approximately? Like, out of curiosity.
That's all right. I'm going to be 27 next month. So that's
okay, cool. So listen, we're nearly 20 years apart, and we get along just fine. So the New World Order has failed in one sense, and I'm glad for that failure, because I'm hoping it's a behemoth, or a rather large failure, I hope. And it seems like there are people that are awake of from different generations, right? And it's kind of scary. It's kind of scary with Romney, going back to Romney, because he didn't let one claw, if Romney were a cat, he didn't let one of his claws protrude until Trump decided to run, right? And
right.
It's interesting. So it does make you wonder, like, okay, who of all these presidents does our vote really matter? Like, now I am beginning to wonder if our – right?
It really doesn't. And, you know, I'll tell you who I was really rooting for. And now that he's out of the running, there's pretty much no hope. And I'll explain why. I was really rooting for Rand Paul. And because first thing that Rand wanted to bring to the table, the very first thing he said that he would do when he would get into office is audit the Federal Reserve. The same system that has been pretty much collapsing the dollar since 1913. People don't understand that this Federal Reserve Act was passed in secrecy. And what it pretty much states is the fact that, the dollar, all they're doing now anymore, it's just a big system of fiat currency that is it's not backed by anything of tangible value. It's not backed by gold or silver, anything. You know, so it's just like whoever prints the money pretty much owns the world. And, these international banking cartels, you know, the Rothschilds, like you were saying, I'm not sure if you've ever actually read Fritz Springmeier's 13 Bloodlines. I'm about to actually upload a audio book of it to Facebook.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, you know, and it really goes in depth just about, you know, how
do you know how long a book it is? Like, is it
it's very long. I looked at the audio book length, and it actually spans over 10 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you said it's
big.
Called 13
so,
Bloodlines?
13 that... Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Okay.
Right.
Actually type that in. Just go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. And it really all makes sense, because it's like, okay, imagine you get a small group of people together, okay, who all agree on the same thing, right? And basically the scheme that they came up with, it worked so perfectly well, is to basically infiltrate and mask themselves behind every religion, behind every political party. So these people know exactly what they are doing, but you don't really know, where to point your finger at. But people are starting to wake up and realize, okay, you know, they're starting to know where to point the fingers. But the thing is, you know, these madmen, you know, they have so much power. And they have so much power because they've kept themselves in the dark for so long. It's almost like, okay, you create a religion.
Oh, I see.
And that
right,
that
it'd
religion,
be like an NFL team or an MLB team that no one knew about that was practicing for the last 5 years with the best talent from around the world. But then it's like they knew that they were going to be admitted to Major League Baseball as a new team, but no one else knew. Is that maybe
exactly.
That's an analogy,
and you
that,
know what,
like people,
right? And it's only the top people out of all the studies of pretty much any topic that you can possibly think of that they pretty much employ. It's like
okay, I got
or,
you. So someone's kind of a green, and I'm green,
right? We're
but
gonna
I'm
get
not, like,
we're gonna get
but I'm not
the,
gonna have sex
the
with
top...
trees to prove that I'm green. Yeah. Go ahead. And say.
You know,
or sign on to a UN. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's almost like, okay, yeah, we're going to get, and it's really not hard to figure out. It's actually really common sense. You know, we're going to get, you know, who's the best psychologist? Who's the best mathematician? The best this, the best that. And let's have those people be part of our secret cult.
That makes sense.
And cult, you know, a lot of people, if you study the history of words, you'll really start to figure this out.
Oh my gosh, I've been thinking about that lately, and I haven't. No one told me to study that, but the history of words.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Keep your thought just for a second. Look at how much, how many things have changed. Like, just really quick. Hold your thought though, because I really want to hear what you have to say. But remember, in Egypt recently, there was a hijacking, and it made international news. Go figure, right? I turned on the TV one morning because I do that for about 10 minutes every morning just to get a quick snapshot of international news. And some guy had opened a window and let himself down onto the tarmac. So basically he had to fall about 4 or 5 feet in terms of his feet to the tarmac or whatever. And they said, well, Egypt said that's not terrorism. And I was like, oh, excuse me for forever equating fear, you know, is that the new way people exit planes? They weren't in fear, you know, striking terror, you know, fear and terror. And I can't remember, I had another word that's a synonym for terror or fear. And I'm just not
it's
thinking straight
fear.
Because, right? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, you get to redefine things now. But go ahead. What were you saying about, okay, you said if you study cult, you said,
about
cult.
Oh, yeah, pretty much if you, you know, the history of words, you will find that, you know, when I say occult, okay, an image will most likely pop up in the average person's mind where, you know, they're picturing people wearing black robes, you know, doing like rituals.
Like
but
a goat head or something. Yeah, yeah.
Cult?
Yeah.
Cult just means hidden.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It means.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's what a lot of, what these occultists do, obviously, is they stay hidden, and they like to put a spin on everything. You know, they as time progresses, you know, words eventually morph into a totally different meaning.
I know, it's sad. It's actually tragic today, I think. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
well,
great, Ruben. Thank you for like putting me on a couple of more trails. My wife's gonna love you for that. more videos for me to watch, and she's like ready to knock me out in the future because I'm paid too much attention to my phone. So now I have 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati that I get to blame you for. But
you're really gonna
she's a cool girl.
Spend some time on that.
But
basically bottom line, more and more people are waking up, and you know, I don't really know what is the cause of it. You know, there's definitely it's pretty much like two worlds are colliding, and that is, you know, kind of like the people who have been looking at what is wrong and not been buying into the system of lies between, you know, those who have just been, you know, watching TV and just pretty much believing everything that they see. And it's like these two worlds are almost like colliding with one another. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, just a lot of. I mean, I struggle daily.
And that's a pretty wide array,
you know,
right?
Right.
That's a pretty,
you know,
the spectrum on any given side is pretty diverse in one sense, probably, because like
absolutely.
I might go so far as to say that there are puppet masters, but I wouldn't necessarily say that 9/11 per se. That's just my opinion. So like, there are places where people diverge,
or converge, and that can change over time, right? So
I look at it this way. I basically find something that is complete BS that is, you know, taught to us since we were children.
Yeah, but yeah, like white man is the culmination of those who survived the first winter. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. The one biggest thing that actually kind of disturbs me is the fact that when I was going to school anyway, that we were taught that the Native Americans just willingly gave up their land to the white man. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
In a nutshell. Wow. In a nutshell now.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I got you.
Once you're that age, you know, like once you're like 5 or 6 years old, you see, you know, the Indians and stuff, and it's like they're having this nice big Thanksgiving and everyone has a smile. It's just a cartoon, you know, and everyone has a smile on their face, and it's like,
oh,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
So
and then
where,
the school programs, yeah, or plays, yeah.
Right. So how in the world is it any kind of logical thinking that we can ever truly be free when we are a country that has been founded on war?
You know what? That's an interesting point. You know, and I would agree with that. No, to an extent. And I think those things need to be talked about. I think what needs to happen is the worlds need to collide in order to create a more meaningful, like a better union, you know, like for lack of a better phrase, so to speak, a more perfect union, in the sense that here's one thing that's interesting, though. I don't know. Most people that are like your age, do they perceive older, say, white people, most people, what percentage of people your age do they perceive older white people as being that we don't agree with history, that we long to cover up history and the grievances that American Indians might have or African Americans might have, because I'm going to be 49 and my parents made, I'm from South Dakota originally, but my parents made my brother and sister and I saw them watch the entire series Roots, Alex Haley's Roots, and as children. So is that just a regional thing by and large where like people from the Midwest, because in some ways I believe that we are better off. I believe I'm somewhat better off having been born to a Midwestern couple that worked hard, never complained a day in their lives about having to eke out a living, right?
Right.
And had us watch Roots. Just like I would hope that I think my kids, I have two boys, I'm divorced, but my boys are going to stay with me. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine in a little bit. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on the phone. Sorry.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I'm afraid that a lot of people that are younger, you know, like your age and younger, a lot of people just have this like picture in their head, not you per se, but like my stepdaughter's 27 now, no, 26. And, she just, anything that I say is propaganda and everything that she says is not Nazism. Does that make sense? Like and it's scary and it's dangerous.
Well,
I think.
You know what? You know what? Actually,
yeah, go ahead.
There was something that you said earlier that I would like to point out.
Sure.
That everyone is so quick. Now, this is going to boggle your mind once you really start researching this, is that everyone is so quick to call Hitler one of the most evil men in history. But now, I actually have this this video posted to our group on Facebook, and you might have to scroll down quite a bit. It's actually called Adolf Hitler.
Out.
Yeah, it's called Adolf Hitler versus the Jew World Order. Okay. Oh. It's about 3 hours long. And, yeah, you know, make a long story short, we have to also realize that whoever wins the war also is privy to write about the history of that war. Take that into consideration for a moment.
Oh, right. And even in terms of like the education and international osmosis versus like a regional, because like say the American Indians or whatever, their textbooks aren't going to end up on the desk of national curriculum here. Right. So
right.
I would agree with that to an extent. Now, as far as like Israel or Jewish tradition or whatever, I feel like, you know, like I'd like to talk to you about that in the future. Maybe we can have a discussion about that in the future, and I'll tell you why, because I think it would make an interesting program. Like, is the puppet master, and this would be a great title, is the puppet master a Jew? Wouldn't that be a cool title? Like, I don't know.
Well, in Revelation, if you remember, it states, I don't remember exactly how the verse goes, but that they will call themselves Jews, but they are not.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
That's
I just read it with my wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it says, but they are the synagogue of Satan or something.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And that is what, pretty much in a nutshell here, that is what these occultists have. They're becoming closer daily, you know, to fulfilling their plans by doing the same thing that I just discussed earlier, where they have been able to pretty much infiltrate every religion behind a mask.
Here's what's weird, though. I want to encourage you we're talking about it now, and I do want to talk about this more later too. But I want to encourage you to at some point I think it's important to possibly important of great importance to differentiate between like Israel and their right to be a state and their right not to be attacked and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and Zionism.
Right. There you go. And there you go. And like Zionism. Exactly. Yeah. And what is like, there's an interesting story, and I don't know how this relates, if it does or doesn't, but evidently there's a scribe that just died a couple of years ago, a famous scribe, Jewish scribe, or a modern scribe, obviously, that just died a couple years back or a year ago or something. And mm-hmm. evidently Jesus showed up to him in a vision, the story would have it allegedly. And he said that, or showed up to a scribe and said that one man has to, I'm sorry, my story is incorrect, or my lines are incorrect. Something to the effect that some older Israelite would have to die before Jesus would return or something. So, and the pastor at my church actually, I think, has concluded that he's concluded that he thinks the Antichrist might end up being someone from Israel or Jewish or of Jewish descent or whatever. Now I like Benjamin Netanyahu. I think that it's important to knock the snot out of people that like poke you in the eye. If I let someone poke me in the eye every day, even if I put a patch over my other eye that's got, you know, that was made out of Daredevil's suit or material. and there's a prop for one of my yeah exactly. So but I'm pretty stupid. If I have an atomic bomb, let's say, or a nuclear, I'm nuclear capable. My capability is nuclear, right? And I can turn the sea into glass, the Middle Eastern sea into glass or whatever. Anyway, but if I let someone poke me in the eye, I'm not going to use the nuclear bomb or atomic bomb per se. But I think one thing that's a tragedy today is so many people are so quick to jump on this bandwagon of, I don't agree.
I think there is a time for war. Now, here's what I think, and having said that, right? I think that poke me in the eye, I'm going to be pretty stupid at least not to slap your hand away. You know what I'm saying? Like, because eventually I'm not going to be able to see out of that eye, you know, like, or if you throw stones at my car and in my house, my wife and my kids every day, I'm going to take a 22 or a shotgun at some point and end the battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's smart because people have been killed by stones before, you know? So this argument, and I'm not saying you posed this argument, but there are people on the far left, the fringe left, that'll say, oh, it's that Israel is evil for using superior weaponry. Well, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to go out and go down to the river and pick out a couple of shiny stones like David did, as history would have it, and his, you know what I'm saying? Like, or should they use what's at their disposal within limitations to, like, and then, you know, like Hamas, like,
you know, there's two core emotions to every other emotion, and those two emotions are love and fear. Okay, and these two emotions.
Yeah, the fight or flight, kind of thing too. Ties
right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
These two emotions actually resonate at their own frequencies.
Frequencies, right? Okay.
Yes. And this is when it gets really interesting. This is when basically you start learning about Tesla's findings. And I've been reading up a lot on that too. But so basically, bottom line.
Then you can kind of lend it lends
ran.
Itself.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, this basically
at that point you can
right
even
now,
start looking into like lizard eye or lizard pupils versus human pupils. Go ahead though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. So basically it's the thing that we're in right now. It's this. Pretty much just a big gang of Jesuits who, you know, they love.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just read about that. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
They love to fear monger. You know, they love to put fear into, you know, to people's hearts. Yeah. You know, so it's like you're always, you know.
Yeah. Strike fear.
You're always paranoid. Okay. You know, and you're always just so concerned about, you know, the next attack. You know, the next attack, like,
mm-hmm.
when is the
mm-hmm.
next attack going to happen? When, in reality, you know, when, it's like, where's the proof that we are really being attacked as a nation? From an outside country, you know what I mean? Like, directly. Okay, now, call me stupid, but if somebody really wanted to attack us, I'm pretty sure they would have went ahead and launched a missile by now.
Oh, yeah, 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 thank you. Especially in the case of, like, a North Korea or Iran or whatever, right? Or Russia or China. And some of those may apply and some may not. Some of those examples may apply and some may not. And I agree with you. Now, here, let's flip that on its head for a second. What about when, like, the when the president steps up to the podium and says, oh, they can't, they're not a big enough threat to our way of life, and not being able to look at things rather than macro, from a macro viewpoint, right, to a micro point of in terms of like one family losing a loved one. So
right.
So you can kind of flip that on its head, and it can still be the same coin. The coin still exists, but it's a two-headed coin. And I would agree
as
with you.
As above, so below. It's kind of like the microcosm and macrocosm of all things.
Yeah. It's like the iceberg. You know, you see an iceberg, and you think, okay, that's only 8 feet tall, but there's however much underwater, right? Yeah. How much of that particular body is underwater. Yeah, I think so where's the balance? I think, can we strike a balance today, or are we beyond that point of no return is a really good question in terms of actual zombies, like, that just believe everything they're told, whether it be from a conservative, uber conservative, or an ultra liberal? Like, are we
the war now? It's an information war, without a doubt. If there's any war going on, it's definitely a war of information.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Stuff that people would rather not have leaked and even or out there, you know, in the public domain. I would agree with that. Or not in the public domain. What's not in the public domain?
Exactly.
I believe a group tried to kill me in the past. I was poisoned one time. There was a gooey substance in my car. And my eyes were pouring water, and my heart rate went up to like 300 or 400 beats a minute, like four times one night. And
oh,
I vomited. Had I not been in good shape,
wow,
I would have died. I'm not going to go into why they tried to poison me, but it was someone very powerful, extremely powerful. Someone that you would consider a puppet master, probably, or a puppet in the hands of the puppet masters. I set up a petition about a guy that poison accidentally entered educated man's food supply the same day that an autopsy report was due out. And I'll leave it there. I set up a petition. They tried to kill me. Because you become more powerful. See, you and I can talk about anything we want to talk about, right? But when we pretty much everything is fair game to talk about.
Depends on if you want
petition,
to be politically correct.
Right. That's right. If you want to actually do something about a particular problem and you set up a petition that's going to go to our lawmakers and then someone else out there is a murderer, whether Republican, Democrat or otherwise, and they have blood on their hands and you set up a petition to that end, then you're kind of playing, you're swimming with the sharks now. Right. So, So I think that's what happened to me, but I know that's what happened to me, as a matter of fact. But then I was afraid to what doctor could I go to, because the one woman that was an intern that saw me at the hospital ended up following my case, and ended up at my doctor's office in a town of about 130,000 people, mysteriously at my appointment, at a regular doctor's visit after that. So I have a pretty interesting story to tell, but I'm not going
to
tell it because there are people that are powerful.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I actually have to hop off here.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Business I need to attend to real quick here. But hey, Todd, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Ruben, thank you. Yeah, I'm not going to go down that. I'm not going to go down that trail anymore in the future. But in terms of that particular story, but thank you for calling in, and well, let's talk about other things going forward, and thank you so much.
Hey, no problem, man.
Thanks. Thank you so much, and I'm just glad to know there's a 27-year-old out there listening. But all right, so I'm going to end the program today and just state that I'm thankful that I'm going to be 49 and there's a 27-year-old out there that we have more to agree upon than we have then there are differences, I would think. Anyway, take care. Thank you for listening to this episode and of Freedom Today, and make sure to check us out online at 40and28forever.com. And again, this is, I just popped a link in that you can read my first edition of Freedom Today, our online newspaper, first edition. So anyway, thank you so much for listening, America. God save America. And until next time, this is Dakota Lone Star, bidding you a very nice day. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Ooh, did I just say that in America? Good day.